friends like to come join me at our Passover table today? We're going to sit up here around the table. I'm going to join you on the floor if I can bend that way. I would love to have you come with me, and it's okay if you don't want to as well. That's all right. You can pick a pillow to sit on. I have some juice here. I have some raisins and pitted dates to avoid a choking hazard. It's a good thing. And there is some unleavened bread. I don't know if you heard in the scripture passage that it talked about unleavened bread. So I made some last night. So it has flour and oil and salt and water. So you can nibble on these things while we're talking today. That's okay. Yeah, help yourself, please. We're acting as if we are at a meal together, aren't we? We have been doing our blessings, if you remember, based on the five senses. So a couple weeks ago, we did sound. We talked about symbols, and if we speak without love, it's a noisy symbol. Or we talked about smell, and we thought we had the lovely smelling oil that we could smell, and when we do acts of kindness, it's like sweet oil that we pour on people. We talked last week about sight. Now, sight, we talked about downstairs, if we keep our eyes open and to pray rather than closing our eyes to sleep. So that was our sight. And today we're using the sense of taste, because we're tasting things, right? What do you think of the unleavened bread? Do you like bread that's a little puffier better? Oh, it's good. Okay, good. Yeah, I was surprised especially I wish I could have taken it out of the oven warm for you because it smelled really good last night when I was taking it out. And keep eating. I have more. Passover was a really important celebration for the Jews every year. Families would gather around and eat a special meal together. And not only would they eat together, but they would tell stories of the wonderful things that God had done for them over the years, so that the smallest child, like even a child Micah's size, would grow up knowing these wonderful stories of what God had done for them. God wants us to know that he loves his followers, and he loves his followers today. Now, this would not be the first Passover meal that Jesus and his disciples would have. It was an extremely important annual event, kind of like our Thanksgiving, and they would have celebrated it every year. But this year, it was a little bit different. Jesus knew this was the last time that he and his disciples would eat Passover together. Jesus and his friends wanted to prepare for the special meal, so Jesus told Peter and John to go to Jerusalem and to get ready for it. Here, I can put these over here if you want some. There. He told them to go and find a man carrying a jar of water in town, and that man would lead them to the house where they were supposed to have the special meal upstairs. Peter and John did exactly as Jesus asked them to do, and they found and followed the man in the town, and he led them right to the house where they would have the Passover dinner. The owner of the house showed them a really big room upstairs where they would all fit, and they could celebrate all together. Now, I have a picture here. In this famous Leonardo da Vinci picture of the Passover, it shows Jesus and the disciples sitting at kind of a regular table in chairs, but that's probably not how it happened. It actually would have happened like what we're doing right now. We're sitting on the floor. We have pillows. You can recline and lean over if you want. That's why it was really important they wash their feet when they came in, because, you know, look where my feet are. They're pretty close to Owen, aren't they? So you would want clean feet when you're eating a dinner together, reclining at the table. Well, soon Jesus and his disciples were sharing a meal, and they ate and they celebrated and they thought about the many things that had happened years before they were all born. Now, there were some special parts of the meal to help tell the story of living in and escaping Egypt. That's what Passover was all about how the Jewish people were able to escape from Egypt where they had been slaves. Now, on the table, they would have had bitter herbs, and that helped them remember how terrible it would have been to be a slave in Egypt. They dipped the herbs in salty water to remind them of the tears that they would have cried in those hard, hard times. And they celebrated escaping Egypt by drinking wine and eating bread and dipping it in a really tasty sauce at the table. Everyone that night was celebrating, except for one person. That person was eating and acting like everything was fine, but he had a terrible secret inside. And you know what? Only Jesus knew that secret. While everyone was eating, Jesus said, "Someone here is not really my friend. He will do bad things that will get me into trouble. And one of you who is dipping the bread at this table will hurt me." Now, Judas Iscariot was the one with the big secret. He had been talking to the Pharisees, and those were the people who were mad about what Jesus was teaching people. And the Pharisees had made a plan to get together to get Jesus arrested, and Judas was the one who was helping them. Now, eating with someone around a table in the Middle Eastern culture was an act of friendship. So it's, we're eating together, so we're friends. And it was a mark of trust as well, like, "Jack, I trust you because we're sitting here at the table and we're eating together." So the fact that Judas was sitting there eating at the table, acting like everything was okay while he had a plan to get Jesus into trouble, felt doubly bad. And to me, feels doubly bad when I read the story. We can probably imagine how sad Jesus was that one of his closest friends no longer loved him and was helping others to figure out how to hurt him. I wonder if Jesus was trying to let Judas know that he knew what was in Judas's heart and that Judas didn't have to do this bad thing. I think maybe Jesus was trying to give Judas one more chance to choose good over evil and let Judas know he still loved him. But Judas was like all of us, wasn't he? We can all choose to do something good, or we can choose to do something bad. And unfortunately, Judas chose a really awful thing, a thing that would get Jesus arrested. Now, celebrating Passover meant that Jesus and his followers were celebrating something that God had done a long time ago in the Old Testament. But Jesus knew the time had come to tell his followers that God would always take care of them and would have new ways of doing things. Jesus told them that they would celebrate in a changed way from now on. The bread and the wine would mean something different. So Jesus took some bread, a big piece here. Jesus took the bread and he thanked God for it. And that prayer probably sounded something a bit like this: "Bless you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread to the earth." But this is where Jesus adds a new part. Jesus broke the bread and he gave it to the disciples. And he said, "This bread is my body, which I'm giving to you. Do this in memory of me." Then Jesus took the cup of wine and said, "This cup shows God's new agreement with his people. This new promise that is poured out for you." When you can put it here if you want. You don't have to keep holding it. Thank you. When Jesus talked about this new agreement, what Jesus meant was that there was now a new kind of relationship between God and God's people. In the book of Exodus, we had an old covenant or promise that depended on God's followers keeping the promises or keeping all the laws that God had given the people. If the law was broken, then the relationship was broken. But Jesus said, "I am introducing a new covenant or a new relationship between God and human beings. This new covenant or new relationship is no longer dependent on law, but on love." In other words, Jesus said, "I am doing what I'm doing to show you how much God loves you." Then this is Jesus telling us about God's never-ending love in a brand new way. Remember, we talk about this often, a never-ending love? Now, many bad things were about to happen to Jesus, but this Passover was special to him and his disciples. They had come together in the usual way to celebrate all the good things that God had done in the past to save his people. In the future, they would celebrate how God sent Jesus to save his followers. Jesus reminds us of the past, but points us towards the future. From this time forward, the Christians, the Christ followers, would eat bread and drink wine to remember Jesus. It would be called the Lord's Supper or communion. Which brings us to here, to right now, to today. We celebrate the Lord's Supper or communion every month on the first Sunday to remind us of Jesus' love for us and for our new relationship with God. And just like Passover, we celebrate it together. We celebrate it together as a family, around a table, remembering where we have been and what we're called to do as we follow God. Thank you so much for joining me around the table. If you want, you can take something with you and you can go back and sit with your grown-ups because we're going to have communion all together as a family now. Thank you.